Well, I kind of ran the meat department and some of the lunch meats for, like, because lunch meats fall under the category of the deli, and the deli falls under the category of dairy. So I ran the meat and deli section. But produce use a lot. So it's basically, even in the meat department or dairy, you just got to watch, you know, how you're buying. I mean, I was having deliveries three times a week just for the meat department, and we had a forced dryer cooler with swinging cattle in it. We didn't have box meat like everything is now. We still had the old-fashioned way of doing it. So it's just a matter of, you know, how you order, and you order enough for what you need for the next two, 3 days. Now, the opposite side, when you lose power or the refrigeration cuts out, your compressors go down, those are breakdowns where they're kind of like out of your control, and you do have to write off a lot, and you lose a lot. But, you know, when you own your own business, you just got to make sure, you know, things work. And you're, you know, it was an old it was an old store. I mean, like I said, the cooler was forced dried air, and you don't find those anywhere anymore. Those are pretty much long gone. Maybe one or two old stores, like in the Grosse Pointe area, Village Market, Cadieux, and Mac area might have still a forced air dried air cooler. But, yeah, it's... There wasn't really a lot if you knew how to order. There was very little loss.